Good evening, you lovely folk of Audio Boo Facebook and Twitter. Roddy Jenkins here, Audio Boo recording for your entertainment, enjoyment, and possibly amusement. And it was pointed out to me today by a very special friend that I'm not actually done an Audio Boo for a bit. Well, not since last week anyway. And this particular person, who is, well, quite frankly, they are a living legend here on Audio Boo. They've done some wonderful, wonderful audios over the past months. And they are also highly regarded over on Twitter. And so there you go. Just a little bit. I'm not going to sort of embarrass them any further by revealing this, but suffice to say that this person, in particular, is a very good person to know indeed. But if you want me to reveal it, then obviously go in touch with me either on audioboo.fm/Robbie Jenkins, capital J, or indeed you can send me a message or a tweet on either Facebook or Twitter. And obviously I may or may not reveal a special person's identity. Now, anyway, I'd like, if I may, tonight, to talk to you lovely folks about something that's affecting me at the moment. I'm currently on the dole, and have been now for the past 2 years, and it does get you down. You can obviously, you have to go and sign on here in the UK every second week, and you have a little booklet that you fill out to sort of keep a record of what you've been up to in the intervening period of how you've been looking for work, what steps you've been taking to try and look at job vacancies, apply for job vacancies, and how you got on, and you get response, you get any feedback, you get sort of acknowledgement even, and it gets you down because obviously there you go, you try and your best and your hardest to get back into work, and I mean I don't want to be on the benefits for the rest of my life, but I don't want to be one of these benefit scroungers. But nevertheless, it is that you go to all the trouble of actually applying for a job, and then you don't get a response. You don't even get an acknowledgement of your application. And quite frankly, that's just despicable, because you don't know, if you don't get any response whatsoever, how do you, it's difficult to open a line of communication with that employer to see, did they A, get your application, what, if anything, made you not be selected to be shortlisted for the next stage, interview stage, or whatever, and just, extremely, extremely annoying, because you don't know if you're going to make the same mistake time after time after time after time in the next application or not, because you've got no knowledge. I mean, you could be sort of sent, there's your CV, there's your covering letter that says, yeah, I can do X, Y, and Z, I've got experience here, left, right, and centre, blah, 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 but you don't know if that's good enough to get you into that interview stage. I get shortlisted for an interview. And all you really want is, obviously if you don't have that, how can you find out whether you are going to make the same mistake time after time after time? It is very annoying. And so employers, if anybody's there who works, and you're in the market or the process of hiring and firing staff members, please, 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 can you at least an application. Now I appreciate if you've got one vacancy and you get, I don't know, 20,000 applicants for that one vacancy, I can appreciate it is going to take a little bit of time to be able to respond to every single one. But even if you just said a standard, thank you very much, we got your letter, your application, if you don't hear by 7 weeks, then assume you've not been successful. That's all we need. Okay. It's just that we know, we're not sitting there thinking, well, do I apply for another job? Do I go? Do I sort of try and check, treat my CV? Do I treat my cover letter? Do I try to be a bit more upfront and upbeat about my experiences? Do I try and, I don't know, try and say that, yes, I've got all this, these qualifications, and this is how I believe these qualifications will help me match that, the individual vacancy. You know, it's just very, very annoying. And I appreciate, as you say, as I said before, obviously, if you've got 20,000 applicants for one vacancy, and you've just got to pick the first, you pick up the first sort of, I don't know, 10 sort of CVs and company letters that land on the desk, and anybody else just gets ignored, then it is extremely difficult. However, I was just so, because obviously I'm still here on the outside looking in, trying to get back into work, and it's not easy. Let's get all this right and depressing. And I think what really, really annoys me is now the Department of Work and Pensions here in the UK have this on job seekers allowance, which is basically what you don't when you get paid upwards of, I don't know what it is. I mean, I get a set figure because I've got a mortgage and stuff like that. I mean, I think if you've got kids and if you've got other circumstances, that's all taken, supposedly taken into consideration. And you get a set amount every fortnight, paying the rent. But the nice thing is that they now try and match you up with jobs. And the idea is that if you don't apply for said jobs that they match you up with, then you're in danger of losing your entitlement to job seekers allowance. And I think that's, quite frankly, disgraceful, because all it's actually doing is fitting the figures. Because, think about it, you're there through no fault of your own, and you get removed from job seekers allowance. Now, it's not your fault, but the jobs they match you up with, you couldn't get to for logistic reasons, like, you know, then part of the country where you can't get to by transport or public transport at that CFB for an 8 a.m. start, for example. And they're just sort of turning around to the government and say, oh, well, look, the employment figures are down because so many people are, yeah, but I'm still here waiting and being sort of left on a heap with no support, no help and guidance or what have you. But I'm still trying to get back into work. And, you know, so it's all very well you say, oh, well, you didn't apply for that job, why didn't you apply for that job? So we're now going to cut your benefits. Well, the reason I didn't apply for that job is because of X, Y, and Z. But, you know, now, fortunately, it hasn't come to this, but I just think it's another sort of cunning ploy to twist the figures so that it goes to the central government and go on to the media and say, oh, the job numbers are down by 70%, you know. But at the end of the day, we are still trying to obviously get a job, and it's not easy, and it does get depressing. You feel, God, I don't know, I have to fill out that application form, fill out all my qualifications, employment, and all the rest of it. You just think, you almost want to sort of stick your head in the sand, quite frankly, you know. And anyway, I think I've probably bore you enough, but if there's any points you like to raise or you feel in a similar vein, then drop me a message on audioboo.fm/RoddyJenkins. You can tweet me at twitter.com/RoddyJenkins, again capital R, capital J, if you don't mind, and also I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/RoddyJenkins, and I'd love to hear from you guys. And also, if you want to follow me on any of those social networks, please do. You'll be more than welcome to join me. Always good to get the old follow account up on Audioboo and on Twitter. Make new friends on Facebook. So, there you go. In your court. And I shall sign off now. Hopefully speak to wonderful people very, very soon indeed. But for now, this is Roddy Jenkins. Bye.